Ukraine is bracing for more Russian attacks in retaliation for the car bomb killing of Daria Dugina over the weekend. Dugina is the daughter of a Russian intellectual and a Putin ally named Alexander Dugin. Today, Russia officially blamed Ukraine for her death. Meanwhile, Ukrainians will celebrate their Independence Day on Wednesday, which will also mark 6 months since the Russian invasion began. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny is in Chernihiv in northern Ukraine, and she's with us now. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, and let's start with this car bomb. Russia now formally accusing Ukraine's special services for the murder just outside of Moscow. What more do we know about the bombing and its repercussions so far?
Yeah, so Ukrainians deny that. Speaking on Sunday on a morning TV show, Mykhala Podolyak, a top advisor to Zelensky, Ukraine's president, said that her death was the result of domestic instability in Russia, so not any particular action from Ukraine's military. You know, I should note that both the father and daughter Dugin here, have been advocating for the Russian invasion of Ukraine for over a decade. They have claimed on many occasions that Russia can only thrive if Ukraine is totally destroyed.
Well, meanwhile, in Ukraine itself, there was more shelling in Zaporizhia at the power plant in southeastern Ukraine over the weekend. Yesterday, President Biden called again for the United Nations nuclear watchdog to visit the plant. What's the risk at this point of a nuclear disaster?
The concern is about kind of the most vulnerable systems around the plant, which are the power lines that lead to the station and the water supply. Over the last month or so, a number of rockets and shells have landed on the territory of the plant, although it's still unverified kind of who was responsible. We have heard from experts that even if the plant is damaged, which would be a huge concern, it would be very far from a Chernobyl situation where there was an internal explosion. Right now, as you said in Biden's note and the messages that we're hearing from other Western leaders, is, you know, there really shouldn't be any military operations near the plant.
Yeah, Alyssa, can you tell us what is happening, big picture here? You know, we're seeing that Ukraine is attacking Russia behind enemy lines and in places like Crimea. But as we approach 6 months now since this invasion began, mm-hmm. You know, where are we? Have the front lines really moved much at all recently?
So recently, you're absolutely right. They haven't moved much. You know, there's active fighting where Russia has captured territory in the east and in the south. But Russia has, you know, held the southern city of Kherson. That's right in the south. Ukrainian forces are working on counteroffensives there. But the big lines really haven't moved. There have been missile strikes continuing throughout those areas and others. But while Ukraine has kind of seen this influx of more intense, more strategic weapons, they still need trained forces to operate them. And that's kind of where we've seen this stalemate.
Later this week, on Wednesday, Ukraine's going to celebrate 31 years of independence from the Soviet Union. This is a big day on the calendar, and you've been talking to people there about what this day means.
Yeah.
What are you hearing?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it certainly carries for many a different meaning this year. I mean, it's also the six-month anniversary to the day of the Russian invasion that started in February. There's a real kind of heightened awareness of the day. You know, I talked to a woman here in Chernihiv, and she told me, you know, she never really thought of it. It was just kind of a holiday. And it just has a lot of meaning this year because independence, like, that's something her country is fighting for right now. You know, they're celebrating independence on a day where it's in jeopardy. And so I think that's kind of the big feeling here. Celebrations are going to look a little different this year. Ukraine's culture ministry said there's going to be no big public celebrations to mark the holiday. In fact, in Kyiv, they've actually put a ban on mass gatherings starting today until the day after Independence Day. But I do want to mention that there is a new twist on a military parade happening in the capital in Kyiv right now. A number of kind of burned out husks of military, Russian military equipment has been sort of decorated along the main strip in Kyiv. Thousands of spectators have come out this past weekend to look at it, to take pictures. It's like an alternative wartime celebration.
Interesting. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reporting from Ukraine. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.